Hey, how's it going? My name is Joe August. This is the guy that started. That's Josh from doing the song and CNC Coffee. Yeah, so this first song is called Accident Prone.
Reflections through the mantle's rain. sudden I was back, staring at the walls from an empty bed. All the things that she did, all the words that she said, breaking down the walls from my heavy head. I felt some strength in the distance, but it didn't suit you well. Hell, you didn't really suit me well. I'll find a better sense of self.
Yeah, so I got a cover request, which is kind of cool. I'm going to go ahead and do that, actually. Mr. Brightside,
yeah.
By The Killers.
Started off with a kiss, I didn't end up like this. It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss.
Never remember the lyrics.
She's falling asleep, yeah.
Now she takes off her dress, now letting me go. Just can't look, it's killing me, and taking control. Jealousy, dragon sinks into the sea, swimming through sick lullabies, choking on my alibis. But it's just the price of pain. Destiny is calling me. Open up your ears. Started out with a kiss, end up like this. It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep, and she's calling the cab while he's having a smoke, and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed, my stomach gets sick, and it's all in my head. But she's searching his chest. Now she takes off her dress, now letting me go. I never
Yeah. Yes, I've got just two more songs left. I started recording a full band full length, probably about 2 months ago in Baltimore with Kenny Kingsborough of Red Harbor, Harbor Red Recordings. Yeah, these next two songs, though, are both off of that full length.
Surface. on your own. Comes with dangerous complications. Side effects may leave you high strung. Intervention for a cursed reflection comes with dangerous complications. It should tell you something. I think it should tell you something. We'll take a sip for every second spent riveting the wreckage. We'll take a sip for every second spent riveting the wreckage. Screaming, oh, you're on your own. Screaming, oh, oh, you're on your own.
Again, I'm Jerry Lentz.
Things while you're setting up. I just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I want to thank Josh for putting this on. Out of Victim and Villains, he does all of the business side of it. I'm kind of just the pretty face.
Can't you tell yourself that?
that was a lie. Really, basically, he puts all this together, and it makes me grateful because I can go out and pretty much just have fun and hang out with people who I normally don't. And we've got a really good lineup tonight. We've got a lot of my favorite local musicians in the area, you know, a lot of my good friends. And I feel super grateful to be able to play a show with you guys. That's all I'm going to say.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Sure.
drawn to your ways, hanging on to your words while I'm tripping over my eye.
Thank you.
I need to find a better version of me. Some say people never change. I like you, that's some. Back together and let my life change again. How has life treated you? In every action that you do, does the way the world holds you back? And what would you do? Some say people never change. I like you, but some do. Rearrange me, pull me back together, and let my life.
Thank you.
quiet talk, moving thoughts, keep you going and still cry out to me from the bottom of your well. Sorry, you took all that I had from me. But I believe you figured things out eventually. Things aren't black and white as the screen made them out to be. So tell me what you mean. In your mind, so my fault. Feelings like sun to asphalt. You think that you know me.
Inhibitions, so make up.
up your mind for me. Walk the line for me. If you want my love, if you want my love, if you want my love, if you want my love. Thank you.
So my friends say that I have a superpower to take a mood and like completely kill it in like 2 seconds flat. And anybody out there like that, they just walk in the room and like the mood instantly changes.
Not just you.
All the time, that's just me. Because I got this ugly shirt on this night.
Oh.
This is Cody's old band. You guys all had great days today, but I'm going to talk a little bit before as they're doing a set transition, and then I'll talk a little bit after as the small acts go to the larger acts. I mean in size. Four times. That was my attempt at joking. Anyways, don't quit your day job, dude.
Yeah, no. Please don't.
So Cody talks a little bit about what Victims and Villains is, and I want to tell you guys just a little bit more in depth with it. And I ask how your day has been today to say this. Everyone, if I was to like ask right now, show your hands. How many of you guys have had a decent day, a good day, or just even a mediocre day? Huh? Could you raise your hands? So our podcast is unique in the fact that we talk about comic books, we talk about movies, but we also do events like this to raise awareness of suicide and the statistics that follow. And I'm curious that you guys all had great days, but across the country today, 121 families are grieving because someone in their family or close to them killed themselves. I told you, it's like a superpower. I walk in a room and everyone's like immediately sad. But we do events like this to let you guys know that hope is real. That it's not just... And the thing about hope is that... I'm not sure if you guys know this, but it's actually both a noun, that it's a thing, that it's an idea that we talk about, it's an idea that we conceptualize. But it's also a verb, and a verb is an action. And so the reason that 121 suicides occurred today is because they had the thought of hope, but never the action of hope. And I guess he's still tuning, so I didn't plan to talk this long. I can keep going. I mean,
you're almost ready, Josh.
Any I know there's a lot of hardcore fans in here, but any Close Your Eyes fans? Yeah. It makes me sad that those guys are no longer like a thing. But I was coming back from work today, and I was listening to the last album that they put out right before that whole vocal change, and one of the lyrics in it is, "How can you just like stand and see all this injustice?" And if I was to ask a question of how many people in their day today thought that 121 families are going to be affected by suicide, there would probably not be a hand that's raised in here, because that's not something that we think about. It's not something that we like to gather around and talk about. It's not like... anyone ever seen the Goofy movie?
I've seen the Goofy movie.
Science Slumber Parties? Oh, we could talk about that and be like, oh, let's do suicide awareness slumber parties. We'll just get together and we'll just talk. Like, those are things that don't happen. And so I'm here today to tell you guys that hope, it's real. As Cody gets ready, it's It's real. It's a thing. And I want to tell you guys a little bit more about how you guys can get involved and how you guys can make a difference partnering with us. But before that happens and before the poets take the stage, give it up for Dakota Cade.
Oh, thank you. Josh, I'm not a short guy, can I?
Why don't you raise the
mic? I think that'll work. I don't think it's on there, Josh. Oh, yeah, it is. Hold on. Funny thing about that, I saw Dashboard Confessional for the first time the other night, and Chris Carrava is so much shorter than I thought he was. He's like probably 2 feet shorter than I am. Alright guys, my name's Dakota Cade. About a year ago I released an EP on Bandcamp. It's called Gone, and this is the title track from that EP. It's about the TV show Wilfred because I'm obsessed with Elijah Wood.
Wilfred is gone.
Thank you, guys. Not good. It's feeling pretty bad there. This guitar is actually brand new. I got it yesterday, so I'm still breaking it in. So yesterday, I actually got the opportunity to open for the band Knockout Kid and Bad Case of Big Mouth and Friday Night Lights, and I felt really privileged to be there with such amazing, talented musicians. It was a really awesome show. Didn't really fit in that well. There was a lot of... And I'm mainly an acoustic act, so... Alright, this song's also off my first EP. It's about getting sad, driving, and listening to the Wonder Years. It's called Anchor at Sea.
Burden. serve you after all of the hell of what you've been through. I'm in a rut, I'm depressed, and I'm dragging you down with me. Like an anchor at sea. Anchor at sea.
Thank you, guys.
I use a lot of different, when I use two tunings on stage, I use an open tuning, and it's just a pain in the butt to keep it in tune. I gotta work on the action a little bit, but. Alright, this next song is called You Hate Me and That's Okay. This is awkward. I'm the king of awkward.
That's strange.
My treble's a little high. Alright, this next one's a cover. It's by a band I haven't really listened to that much, but I recently got into them really big. It's only my second time ever playing it live. If you guys know the words, please sing along.
Mm-hmm. summer and how you wished it wouldn't end. Did I forget to tell you how pretty you looked in that dress? And in the first time that I saw you, cleaned the mess from my head.
From Burning Hearts, and I recorded a few songs with him. One was a cover and one was an original. I haven't got the WAV file back for it yet, but I believe we had it on our website for a little while, didn't we?
Yeah.
For fun fact, I'm a huge fan of Kevin Smith and all his work, and one of my favorite movies he's ever done is Chasing Amy, so I wrote a song and named it Chasing Amy, and this is that song.
Stitching my heart on my sleeve, cutting ties. like civility. There you go again, acting as if you don't care. Spending the night with other guys, acting moments that we share. I'm out of breath, I'm out of sight now. Spilling words that don't even mean a thing. Past is irrelevant now. I don't know what to do, just know I always love you. Running out of things to say. Folding my actions out like clay. Though you suck here in the day. If you notice me, would you even look my way? You only know what the hell are you doing. Who the hell do you think that you're fooling? Red race is fancy, doesn't even know I hurt you. What's in your eyes, punk rock show? You only known him for about a week. Living him in the same sheets. Left me, Alice anyway. I don't know why I ever stayed.
Baristas, baristas, whatever they're called.
That
sounds
fancy.
That sounds fancy, yes. Thank you guys to CNC for having us. Give it up for them, please. So is there kind of like making this transition between like small to big? I'm not sure what those guys need to do, but you guys can come set up and I'm just going to come talk. And who's ready for Young Poet?
Yeah.
I don't know what they need.
I love them better when they were shouting whispers.
It's like a mini army is coming to set up here.
Hey Seth, do you guys need the extra mic cable here?
Probably.
I'll leave it there for you.
Alright, so there's a... Like I said, there are we are looking to partner with people.
I think everybody's playing that's been on our show at least once.
Yeah, that's true.
We've had Hunter and Joey on there God knows how many times.
Alright. So, like I said, everyone, thank you guys for coming out tonight. I want to talk to you guys one more time about suicide. I know everyone's like, this guy is so depressing. It is real. Alright, so if you guys have ever struggled with suicide, or you guys know someone who is, this is like a makeshift merch table kind of thing. There's no merch to actually sell, we just actually give things away. You guys can actually plug in and actually get help. So, if you know someone that is struggling with suicide or think that they might be or showing signs of depression or suicide, pick up a card and give it to them. Or take this, because this guy is a local counselor to the area. His name is Michael Lynn. He's an awesome guy. Or if you guys don't want to do it in person, come talk to us. Whether it be on Facebook, it's Victims as Villains. On our official website at victimsandvillains.net. Or if you would, so many people have to pee.
I gotta pee.
Alright, so one final way that you guys can raise awareness for suicide is if you guys have ever actually gone through suicide or addiction or depression, we do a segment for our show called Hope Speaks Louder, and what that is we bring people on to share their stories. So there's a sign-up sheet over here. Anyone in here is bold enough to actually come share their story, come, let's set up a time. All we need is either a phone number or Facebook, and let's be friends. Do hopeful stuff. But I'm going to give it to these guys now, so. You guys are, microphone's going to be right here. I'm not sure how you guys are going to do this. So.
I think we're doing like a split across the room.
It's like a mini army.
Seat of our pants. All right. This one's Better Hearts. How's it going? Yeah. handmade. I feel like I can't hear my guitar, but it sounds like I'm sick.